You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is on the phone line with us to take up the weather forecast. It looks kind of ugly, but not as bad as it could have been should the temperature be lower for this afternoon and this evening. What can you tell me about the weather making its way through the Midwest at this time?
Well, it's a system that probably has reached its peak strength, but we're going to see some good rains fall across the southern parts of the storm, across the central southern areas of the Corn Belt on the northern end, snow across many areas of the Great Lakes, a little bit of rain and sleet mixed in with that as well. This system is going to work its way out here over the next 24 to 48 hours, and the focus will then shift with the system more into the mid-Atlantic and the northeast United States. But as you mentioned here, a little bit ugly out there, kind of soupy, but boy, is it good to see precipitation. This storm took a path in some of the real hard-hit drought areas and the real dry areas of the western high plains. This is the second major storm within a week to go through some of the worst drought areas of the western plains.
I know it takes some time to recover from drought. How much rainfall do you expect this storm will drop in those areas, and what was the previous storm number?
Well, the first storm brought anywhere, the highest amounts of liquid equivalent of the snow was an inch to an inch and a half over a large portion of Kansas, a large portion of Nebraska. The second storm brought 1 to 2 inches of water equivalent in the form of snow and rain to many areas of Oklahoma, southeast Kansas. The Texas Panhandle, this is a top five blizzard for February for Amarillo. A storm they'll remember for a long time. So, you know, there are areas of those drought locations that are 10 inches behind normal, but there are some areas that received 2 inches. So that took a bit of a bite out of the drought. It's an elephant. We can only eat it one bite at a time, but that was a pretty good bite.
Is there another storm in the near future?
There is. This pattern that we're in right now looks like it's going to go right on into March. So we're going to be looking at many of the other areas having more opportunities for precipitation. That includes the Corn Belt, many areas of the southeast, some of the drought areas around Georgia, some of the southeast United States, they're seeing that easing as well. It's going to be a busy weather pattern here across the lower 48, at least for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Can you tell me when those storms are due, or at least when the next one is due?
2 or 3 days spacing is the best way to describe it. So once the system goes by 48 to 72 hours, you're going to have the next one.
Oh, that is a nice change from the dry, dry weather we had in 2012. 2013 is looking a lot better at this time then.
It really is. In fact, when you take a look at least from what we're expecting in the month of March, it's almost a complete opposite of March 2012.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, and wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.